Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
Oftentimes, the guys that you think check all those boxes aren't the ones that really float your boat or really light your fire in the bedroom.
I remember the night that I went over to Erwan's apartment and he was leading this group. And I remember looking at him as he was leading the group in these communication exercises. And then our eyes locked and all of the blood in my body went right into my genitals.
The art of subtlety, I think, is sort of, yeah, you're kind of, sounds like you guys are really, you've infused that, you're bringing that back, because I think some of that may have been lost in modern day dating, you know, where it's like, here's my dick and I'm going to send it to I'm going to just text it to you or whatever.
You know? Exactly. Dick pics. Right.
It was blowing my mind and I was just like, what happened? It's just like, your body is just doing something and taking you places that you didn't even know were there. And almost like it's been hijacked and you're just along for the ride. It was, whoa, this is happening. What's going on? Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. It was amazing. Hey guys, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. Well, I am so excited to have today's guests on. This is a wonderful couple who teaches about, well, a lot about human sexuality. But one of the things that really kind of drew my attention immediately was that they are teaching about extended orgasm. And something really interesting comes up in this interview today. It's that it's your birthright. You know, they're kind of saying, we didn't create this, but, you know, we have a method that's going to help you achieve this. And that I never thought of it that way. You know, that extended orgasm and all this pleasure and all this wonderful stuff, like this is our birthright. Now, I've said it before kind of in a roundabout way, I think, over the years. You know, I've realized it, but they really put it quite eloquently and succinctly when they said, this is your birthright. And I think that our sexual pleasure and being the reaching the height of what we can do sexually as sexual beings really is something to be recognized and put on the priority list. You guys know how I am such an advocate of making your sex life a priority. Well, I really feel like I found two of the foremost kind of go-to authorities on this. Now, guys, I hope you love this interview. It's fast, it's brief, it's concise. We kind of really get down to, we pull out all the nuggets, all the gold nuggets, and I'm really hoping that you guys will check them out. They're amazing. Their website is The Pleasure Course, www.pleasurecourse.com. I'm going to have all this in the show notes. So don't worry, whatever you hear in the interview, you can go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and click on this episode, and you'll find all of their links in the show notes. But here's a really, really exciting thing, guys. They've been so gracious and so generous to offer a free love life consultation for all of my listeners. So what you're going to want to do is you can text them at 415-308-9580. And then you can have just a free kind of consultation and they'll help you figure out, you know, how they can best help you or, you know, what the best courses are that they have and offerings. They've got a lot. So you really are going to want to dig in. You're going to want to go to their website. Again, as you listen to the interview, all of their links are in the show notes. So just go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com. You'll have a link in the show notes and go there. And there's so much stuff coming up. I'm going to be doing one of their online classes next week. I'm super excited just to join and watch. And also, I think I might do the free love life consultation. No joke. You know why? What you'll hear it was I'm talking to them. What really kind of came to light for me is kind of what comes first, the chicken or the egg. There's the, I would say, this academia side of it, which they're very entrenched in, but also they live it and they breathe it. They breathe this priority to sexuality, their sex life, sexual connectivity, connecting with your partner, connecting with yourself. If you're not with a partner, you know, how to connect with yourself sexually. If you're not with a partner, there's all these different aspects that can, you know, really enrich what you're doing sexually. And I've really found out some through this journey, you know, this, I'm almost really coming up on 6 years now. I keep saying 5.5 years, but really I'm, you know, I'm heading towards December 19th, which I think will be the start of the sixth year. And there's just been so much to come from me kind of getting out there and just doing, I call it like doing the do, you know, you just throw yourself in the deep end. I've taken the business approach to it, but there's also along the way, I've discovered these amazing people and courses and teachers. And that's what I'm really wanting to present to you guys, my listeners, is, you know, that there's these resources out there too. You don't have to, if you're not comfortable, like kind of just jumping in the deep end, do it the Curious Girl way, right? Jumping in the deep end and just it's sink or swim. There's a lot of great teachers out there. And I just have to say that I believe that Erwan and Alicia, Davon are really, really great resources. And so you're just going to want to like, definitely please go to their website, please consume all the content that they have, because I feel like there's something in there for everybody, especially with their, you know, being so generous to offer the free, you know, love life consultation where you can just sit, have a quick meeting, tell them that you heard them on the Curious Girl Diaries podcast, and they're going to help you and kind of come up with a roadmap or a blueprint to help you accomplish what you want to accomplish sexually. And maybe you don't know, but then they can, you know, you can leverage their expertise and they can guide you in the right direction. So I was just super excited to have them on. I think you're really going to love our talk today. And like I said, just go to the show notes. You can find all the resources there. They have a really amazing couple, and I have a lot of respect. And it's interesting because watching them together, I'll say I watched them on their YouTube videos and I could see the connection that they have. But when I interviewed them and we were, you know, doing this over sort of like a Zoom format, right? You know, where you're looking at each other, I could really see the connection and the love. And also, you know, just when you're meeting, like there's setting out to do this together because it's something that they're passionate about. And then they've combined it as a business. And for me as a business person who's sexual, I'm like, this is the top of the mountain, guys. So anyway, if I find somebody that I'm business inclined with, sexually inclined with, you know, we're kind of like taking on the world together. Whew, holy shit. That's an amazing feeling. And I think that's kind of what everybody wants, you know, to be that in line with their partner. And, or if you're single, you know, find a partner that you're that in line with. And what I'm suggesting is that wherever you are in that journey, they have something to offer you. So please, please go check them out. I'm really excited about finding them and talking with them and getting to know them more. And I think that this interview you'll have the same impression. All right. Take care. And don't forget, guys, I love, love, love your feedback. So please don't be shy. Go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com, click on the pink tab on the right-hand side and leave me a voicemail. You can go 5 minutes, just let it rip and I will get back to you personally. All right. Take care. Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am super excited to present today's guest. I have Alicia and Erwan Davon on the show today, and we are going to get into some really interesting stuff. So, hey guys, how are you?
Doing great. Great to be here.
All right.
Yeah, we're excited.
I am very excited. I'm very excited. I've sort of been like stalking your webpage. I've got a bunch of questions for you. I've watched some of your YouTube videos. So I'm super excited to present to the audience, let them know all about you guys and your method, the Davon method. Okay. So you both have very interesting backgrounds. Tell me how you came into your current work. And also I'm curious about how you two met.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why don't you start with your background?
I'll skip the difficult childhood and just say there was a difficult childhood, and I'll focus on the more interesting part that your listeners might be more curious about, which is I started doing sensuality research while I was in college. And I started basically taking any kind of class that I could, not in college, but I was at University of California, Santa Cruz, Northern California. So I started taking classes in sensual development, anything and everything I could possibly take. And one of the things that happened for me was that in these classes, I'd get partnered up with people, and I'd get partnered up with people that normally I wouldn't do anything sensual with. And at first, you know, it really pushed my buttons. And then I had this big aha of, wow, there's a much wider breadth of people that I could have fun with and sensual pleasure with than I thought originally. So that was a huge aha because, you know, I was in college, but, you know, that's not far after being a teenage boy. And as a teenage boy, I had managed to master not being intelligent. And so, you know, it really expanded my horizons. Like I learned I could have fun with really any woman, whether it was flirting or sensual contact or some kind of full-on sex or whatever. Yeah. And as I began to train in extended orgasm, I found, oh, that was the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And I learned that a woman who could do that, or was willing to do that, to train and develop in that, that really was a fun woman. And that was, you know, that was 20 some odd years ago. And it's, you know, it's been the ride of a lifetime ever since.
Yes. Well, okay. I can't wait to hear from Alicia.
Well, I'm a lucky girl, as yes. I'm sure you can tell. When I met Erwan, he was already deep into his studying of extended orgasm and teaching it and spreading it everywhere. So I was like, yes, this is so great. So I remember being in graduate school, I was studying psychology, getting my master's degree, and I was becoming really, really interested, like really obsessive about female sexuality and how it relates to our psychology, et cetera. There was one class in all of my, even it was like this holistic studies, alternative grad school, one human sexuality class.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was so excited when it was like my turn to take it. I showed up in the class. It was like in one of those kind of like trailer type classrooms. And I like came up the stairs and sat. I was like the first person in the room. It was like not starting for 20 minutes. And I was so hungry to learn more and more about really my own sexuality and then also how to support other women. So when I met Erwan, you know, a friend of mine brought me over to his place. She said, you're going to love this guy. Like he studies extended orgasm. He teaches it. There's this thing. I'm like, oh my God, take me to this guy.
Yeah.
And I remember walking into the room and first of all, like setting foot into his living room at the time and feeling like I was coming onto ecstasy. Like, whoa, it was like the connection and people's faces were glowing. And I sat down and asked this woman, like, what are you guys doing? She's like, here, we learn and study sensuality and orgasm. I'm like, okay, I'm home.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, and I also noticed that you had your master's degree is to focus on women's romantic and sexual expression. I was like, wow, what a concept. Like I just, that blew my mind. Like you can focus on this. And of course that makes total sense. And why wouldn't you? But also just what Erwan said about realizing that you could have fun with just different partners that maybe you didn't think fit your sexual mold. I've gone through that myself just purely by mistake. I mean, I Forrest Gumped my way to it, you know, just where I realized after making my sex life a priority and making a sex bucket list and going out there and making things happen, that I became open to men that normally, you know, they didn't fit that box. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't that physical ideal all the time, or just, you know, there's this certain criteria I think that maybe I can only speak as a woman, but women get, you know, where we're just like, it has to be a guy that's like this. And oftentimes the guys that you think fit the check all those boxes aren't the ones that really float your boat or really light your fire in the bedroom.
That's right. And guys tend to aim for this very narrow range of women that fit some kind of picture stereotype. And as you said, women have their own stereotype, you know, that you, not you personally, but used to, and women often in general will kind of aim towards that. And it's much more intelligent for a guy to aim for a fun woman. Now, a woman who can have extended orgasm is a fun woman, or a woman who's willing to learn that, right?
Yeah,
I can't.
Oh, yeah.
More fun. And to your point, a guy who is, let's say, has presence or is willing to learn and, you know, really understands how to draw out that pleasure in a woman, like that's a, you know, that's a guy to aim for.
Oh, yes. Yes. Case in point. So my, you could say my blueprint, we call it relationship blueprint. Part of my template of, okay, this is the right relationship partner was somebody that was just like my dad. Basically, I wanted a Jewish doctor, very like family man, whatever. I had this whole picture in my head of who this person should be. And I was out there mostly unconsciously, but like looking for that and zeroing in on those types of guys. And the guy that I was with right before Erwan, a totally great guy. And I was just getting a little bored and he was very like, oh, when we can get married and this is our family. I don't know. It was like everything I thought I wanted. And then I remember the night that I went over to Erwan's apartment and he was leading this group. And I remember looking at him as he was leading the group in these communication exercises. And then our eyes locked and all of the blood in my body went right into my genitals. I was like, "Woo, this guy!"
I love that feeling.
Eyes, and you know, then we started dating later. I also luckily found out he is Jewish.
Bing, bing, bing. Yeah.
So I won, but you know what I mean. It was like that took everything over. That presence, that attention to my sexuality was everything.
Well, I definitely got that from you too. As I, like I said, as I was like stalking your website, watching your videos, I'm like, boy, these two, yeah, they have something. And that's why I'm super excited to get into your mastery, because I know you guys teach a mastery relationship course. So tell me about that course. And I'm just kind of wondering, you know, how does the mastery of relationship course help couples? And also, what about singles?
Yeah, it's actually about 60% singles, about 40% couples. We cover our whole method in that program. It's a weekly group coaching program called Mastery of Relationship. And each topic, each night, each Wednesday has a different topic. So sometimes the topic is on the first part of our method, which is, you know, discovering your relationship blueprint. What's your psychology? What's your attachment style? How do you relate, especially romantically? And where did you pick that up? And is it working for you or not? Take it out of the, you know, the blind spot, so to speak. Second part of our method is presence, consciousness. We encourage people to meditate. Might do a whole session on contacting your deeper self. Who are you really? Even beyond feminine or masculine or man or woman or straight or gay or whatever, right? Who are you fundamentally? What are you fundamentally? Third part of our method is masculine feminine dynamics. We've got a session coming up in Master of Relationship, one of our favorites. We do it about once a year, called the female decoder ring, right? You know, masculine feminine dynamics. What's going on? You know, how women can hip a guy up, how a guy can, I don't know, be James Bond, you know, for lack of a better way of saying it, right? And then the fourth part of our method is the stages of relationship. You know, once you get into a relationship, how do you move through them? So we might have an evening on how do you meet somebody and get into a relationship, or how do you move it from the dating phase to the best friends and lovers or boyfriend, girlfriend phase without squeezing all the fun and the turn on out of it? Because that's usually where the honeymoon period ends for people. So we might do a session on not the end of the honeymoon period, or we like to come up with sort of bizarre titles.
Yeah.
And then the fifth part of our method is extended orgasm or unleashing your sexual potential. And so that evening might have a video demonstration of extended orgasm. We might go into the technique and how is extended orgasm for women? How is it for a man? Who should go first? What are the differences? What are the technique parts? What are the, not so much the technique parts, but more like the mindset parts? How does communication fit in? What is orgasm anyway? Most people, you know, like if you look in a dictionary, the dictionary definition of orgasm is the climax of sexual tension. That sounds like an argument.
What does that mean?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's mastery of relationship. And we just really cover all parts of the method, including extended orgasm.
Yeah. And then, so what are some of the key practices that help couples turn their romance into an eternal date?
Well, there's four practices that we train all of our students in. So I'll list all of them and then I'm going to elaborate on the fourth one.
Okay.
So the four practices, first is meditation. And that can be meditation, sitting in a meditative posture. You can do a walking meditation or whatever it is, like time to come into yourself. The second practice is psychological inquiry, which is all about inquiring into how you feel and what's going on inside of you. The third practice is body practice, which is moving your body, whether it's exercise, yoga, or just literally walking outside and feeling your feet in the grass and getting into your body. And then the fourth practice is sensual practice. So that's engaging your sensual self. If you're not in a relationship, we have a set of sensuality exercises that you can do, exploring your body, exploring all five of your senses. And for couples, we created a set of 12 touching practices, and they range from like non-sexual nurturing, like one person's laying on the bed and the other person sitting up either side, and the person laying down is getting the hand on the heart and hand on the abdomen of the person sitting up, and they're just breathing. And then they progress, they become more sensual touch, and then it can go all the way to clitoral stroking, extended yeah. orgasm. So a couple can start anywhere on the spectrum of the touching practices. They can take them all the way through. They can just leave it non-sensual on a particular day. So it brings in that sensual physical contact. We recommend every day.
Oh, I recommend it too. I agree. Yes. Yes. And then what is your number one dating or flirting technique or tip actually for singles? Like,
the micro gestures, flirting is the art of micro gestures, and micro gestures, and it makes flirting easy because micro gestures are easy. Like a micro gesture, let's say I didn't know Alicia and, you know, I'm walking by and, you know, I go and I go like that, you know, that's a smile. It's a micro gesture. If you're at a party, you might even do something goofy like wink or something like that. It's a little gesture. And the key is, or what makes it work, is that it's small enough that people are willing to do it. And you get the equivalent of a text bubble above the other person's head as to whether they're interested. Because if I smile and Alicia gives me a positive response, well, it took me all of 1 second to find out that she's interested.
Right. I call that like the handkerchief draw.
Right, exactly.
You know, uh-huh. Like you're kind of breadcrumbing it, you know, like, here we go.
Right. So that really works. And the truth is, you never stop that. Even when you're 20 years into a relationship, where people tend to screw it up is a guy will see a woman he likes and he'll jump on the bar stool next to her and ask her if he can buy her a drink. Like, that's usually not going to work. Even if she's interested, it's probably not going to work because the automatic no is going to come up. But if he walks by and he says something to the bartender, and then he just casually glances at her and he nods, she's much more likely to keep his gaze for a second. He actually gets a much more accurate read because it's a low investment activity on her part.
Yes. The art of subtlety, I think, is sort of, yeah, you're kind of, sounds like you guys are really, you've infused that, you're bringing that back, because I think some of that might have been lost in modern day dating, you know, where it's like, here's my dick and I'm going to send it to I'm going to just text it to you or whatever.
You know? Exactly. Dick pics.
Right.
Dick picking.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's such a great image.
It really is. It's a great example.
So that's the same holds true for couples, because couples think like, okay, because we're in a relationship, it's Wednesday night, or we haven't had sex for a week, we should have sex. And they kind of often will tend to sort of approach it that way and want to go from putting the kids to bed to having sex, one of them, the woman or the man, like it's just going to happen like that. And that's probably not actually going to work. Whereas if you've got some touching practices, as Alicia beautifully described, and it's like somebody puts the kids to bed and then somebody says, oh, hey, you know, would you like to do the touching practices for 5 minutes? You know, you look a little tired. Why don't you lay down? I'll put my hands on, you know, your heart, your abdomen. The person's probably going to say yes, you know, yeah. And then it might be like, oh, would you like a little, what we call taking touch, more of a sensual, would you like, you know, a few minutes of sensual touch? Yeah, okay. All right. Now I'll put a little music. You know, 20 minutes later, it's progressed because you've made it easy for the other person to say yes to really what they wanted to do anyway.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. So tell me, I know you guys have a Tantra course. That sounds very spicy. Can you give me just a brief, you know, couple sentences about that? And then I'm also curious about, you know, like some of the misconceptions about Tantra and the benefits of Tantra that people would be surprised to know.
Yeah. You know, we teach a lot of Tantra. We teach Tantra often in single events, often on Eventbrite. We'll put a Tantra event up. We teach a lot of Tantra in a course called the Pleasure Course. That's kind of our sort of Master of Relationship is the main course that people do, but the Pleasure Course is like an intensive. It's like a kind of 2-day intensive. It's online now. So those are the places that we offer it. We also offer it in the Sensuality Expansion Program. That's a personal tantric intensive. People will come in, they'll fly in from wherever. And then, you know, they have to have a partner for that. And we'll do demos of extended orgasm and tantric practices. And then they'll do them and we'll guide them. That's not for the faint of heart.
yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. You can't be shy, I guess it sounds like, for that one.
Not for that. That's an advanced one. Some people go right to that, but most people take a couple of steps first. But the bottom line on Tantra is that if you look at Tantra strictly, it's taking religious practice away from like the heavens and bringing it down to earth. That's basic Tantra practice in a strict sense. That happens to include sexual activity. And Tantra tends to include sexual activity, includes being a person. It's not separated from lived life. Householders can do it, etc. So that's kind of the, you know, sort of the bottom line on Tantra. But in terms of practical terms, it's bringing presence. Right. Alicia talked about meditation, for example. It's bringing presence into the bedroom. So that's, you know, a good way to sort of understand Tantra. Yeah. Now, the results of doing that, let's get graphic for a minute. Right. This is the Curious Girl podcast. Right.
There's no.
So, if a man is touching a woman's clitoris and he's present, like he's not just in his head, he's really feeling his finger. And he puts his finger right on her clitoris, the level of sensation that she will feel and he will feel is exponentially greater. And it can actually reach that level. You know, Masters and Johnson's drew a brilliant graph about 80 years ago of here's a line. Your audience can just imagine a horizontal line. When sensation goes above that line, a person is in orgasm. The body is involuntarily contracting. You're much more likely to get above that line if you're present.
Yes.
So Tantra includes extended orgasm, extended states of pleasure. And if you're really, really present, you know, it can go to that place where you stay in a state of orgasm and the genitals continue to involuntarily contract. And the only other thing I should add to that to just kind of make it complete is to say that the person in that state of extended orgasm needs to be relaxed. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's going to be a quick orgasm. But if they're relaxed, it becomes a long orgasm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the extended orgasm and that amount of pleasure is possible for everybody. So some people might be listening to this and they're like, oh my gosh, this seems like otherworldly, or I don't know, or I've never had an orgasm. Like, how am I going to have extended orgasm? Right. Yeah. And students come to us in all places around their own pleasure and orgasm, little experience, lots of experience, whatever. And our bodies, when relaxed, as Erwan said, and at a certain level of arousal, a high enough level of arousal, will go into extended orgasm just naturally.
I've experienced it I really didn't know what was happening. And the first time you have, because we weren't studying it together, it's just that we were very connected and it happened. And I podcasted about it because I was just like, and I was explaining what was going on. It was blowing my mind. And I was just like, what happened? It's just like your body is just doing something and taking you places that you didn't even know were there. And almost like it's been hijacked and you're just along for the ride. It was, whoa, this is happening. What's going on? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It was amazing. And I would love to know, how can I mindfully get there? I stumbled on it, but how can I repeat that? So that is so, and it's funny because I really searched and searched for an explanation of it. And it's very hard to find. I don't find that.
There's practically not, it's bizarre that the thing that's the most fun, that it's our natural birthright, you're brilliant for acknowledging that it happened, because that's the first thing we train people in, is like, you have to acknowledge it to actually see it and experience it. But you're right, there's very little out there about it, which is just shows you the insanity of humanity. I'm not saying the badness, I'm not being judgmental, I'm just saying like the insanity. But so that you and your listeners have as much access to it as possible, you want to reach a very high level of arousal, which most people can actually do. You know, some people can have orgasm and there's things to address, their psychological things and otherwise. Sure. But, most people can get to a level of arousal where they will have an orgasm. But you need to get to that orgasm line in a relaxed state. And that's where people have a lot of difficulty, because people usually get to it with a lot of like tension and like spiking up the sensation. So they get to that level of arousal. And just like Masters and Johnson's graph, they have 6 to 9 for men, 9 to 12 involuntary contractions. And then they crash down over the edge and it lasts all of 5 seconds. But if you get to that orgasm line, that level of arousal, and you're relaxed, you can picture an arm stretched out. If the muscle is relaxed, then it can just keep involuntarily contracting. If it's tense, it can only get up there and then it'll just spasm and release.
Right.
But if it's relaxed, and that's the art of it, being relaxed at a very high arousal state. So a single person might, you might take your finger and put it on your clitoris very slowly and let yourself go up very slowly till you get to that place. And then you'll notice, there's some involuntary contractions here that are happening. And it's not like crashing over the edge. It's not as big as my normal orgasm, but like, it's extending. Oh, but I can keep the intensity going up. Ooh, this is actually getting bigger than my normal orgasm. And it's extending because I'm so relaxed and I'm so present.
Yeah. No, I mean, yes, I know what you're talking about. It's great. I know. I love it. And this is why I'm so glad to have you guys on. I was really excited to finally do this because I stalked your page. I'm like, yes, they know what they're doing. So, okay. So I saw you guys on YouTube and you were talking about your relationship blueprints. What types of things make up a person's relationship blueprints and why is this important to know?
The relationship blueprint is basic. So everyone has one, first of all, and they're not bad. Okay. It's the template through which we see life, and it's basically a conglomeration of our upbringing, our conditioning, the messages we got from our parents, our culture, experiences we had growing up, our teachers, our friends. It's like all this input that we got that makes up our sense of ourself and our sense of the world.
Okay. Like your conditioning.
Yeah. Yeah. No, definitely. And I agree. I mean, like I said, I've just through my own 5.5 years of making my sex life a priority, going out there and exploring, making sure every year I have a sexual bucket list, that sex is a priority in my day, like everybody's got goals, you always have goals, right? And so for me, I've made my goals sexually oriented to keep it on the forefront and exciting and exploratory. And through that, I've just learned so much. I mean, like I said, I kind of describe it like, a little bit of a Forrest Gumping my way through all of this, but it's been just crazy, what you can really unlock and learn about yourself. And then, you stumble across educators like yourself who can take people from, you know, whether wherever they're at, you know, whether it's 0 or 5 or 60, you know, just along that full spectrum. And I love this stuff and I think it's so amazing. Did you two invent the extended orgasm technique? And how is this, if so, like, how is this different from the Taoist or the tantric concepts that, you know, are kind of commonly out there that a lot of people may be?
Yeah, it's a great question. We didn't invent it. I mean, extended orgasm is a birthright, you know, so, you know, I'm not a particularly religious person, but it, you know, God invented it. Really, it's really actually very natural. And distinguishing it, acknowledging it does go back to probably the Taoists or the tantric schools, the yogic tantric schools or the Hindu tantric schools. I don't know whether it's the Taoists or the Buddhists or the Hindu that really acknowledged it originally, but it's somewhere way back then. What they didn't do is they didn't get very specific about it. They didn't have Masters and Johnson's graph. They didn't know, okay, or say, woman typically in a regular orgasm has 9 to 12 involuntary contractions. A man has 6 to 9. You know, you need to reach that particular level of arousal where the body involuntarily contracts in a state, in a relaxed state. So they acknowledged it, but so we didn't invent it, but we got very clear about it, very specific about it, very detailed about it. What's a really good hand position for it? What if you're a lefty? What if you're a righty?
Yeah.
What if you have problems with your back and like you can't sit in an upright position? How do you do it during intercourse? You know? So we got very sort of modern about it. That's really what we've brought to the show.
Great. All right. So I know you guys, you're on a limited schedule here time-wise. So I just want to kind of wrap it up. And can you let everybody know about all the things you offer, including your one-on-one coaching, just briefly kind of, you know, how each one works, and then just tell everybody where they can find you and all your wonderful offerings.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So I'll start with what you just said, which is how to find us. And then I'll go through our programs in more detail. So for anybody listening who thinks they may be interested in working with Erewhon and me, you want to find out more, I'm offering free love life consultations. So it's a private, confidential conversation between me and you, and we'll get personal. You can share whatever you want with me about your romantic life and your sex life, goals or challenges or desires or questions. I'll coach you a little bit. And then if it looks like Erewhon and I can support you, I'll lay out the different ways that we work with people, and I'll make a recommendation as to which would be the best fit given your goals. So I'll tell you how to set that up now, and then I'll remind you later. So it's to text our school, 415-308-9580. That's 415-308-9580. Just say your name, say you want the free consultation, and then we'll schedule it. And then I'll also give you a link for the show notes if people
prefer
just to click a link and fill out a form for that. And Mastery of Relationship is our most popular program. It's a group online coaching class. It's a community. It's really the heart of our work. And then we have private coaching with either Erewhon or myself. We have an intensive called the Pleasure Course. It's a weekend intensive that goes through our method in detail. We have an online intro to extended orgasm, which is awesome if you're particularly interested in that. And it includes a video demonstration of extended orgasm. We've got an extended orgasm intensive. And then we have, you know, limited work trade opportunities and affiliate programs. And we give talks at people's clubs and at Google and at your, you know, local sex shop and whatever. So yeah. We're here. And, you know, so again, for people that would like the free love life consultation, text 415-308-9580 or click the link. If you're kind of like, I just want to sign up for a weekend class and see what it's like, I don't need a conversation, then I'll also give you the link to the intro to extended orgasm for people that just want to jump in.
Yep. If anybody missed that, they don't have to worry because I will absolutely have that in the show notes for them so they can get to you guys no matter what. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for your time. I know you're on a tight schedule and I just really appreciate you spending this time with myself and my listeners. And I can't wait to see the feedback and responses I get from people. And I just, thanks again. I'm going to be looking at some of these courses myself. I'm like, I think I need a little love life coaching session. Uh-huh. I'm like, even the Curious Girl wants to know, like, how can I take it to the next level? Because this is a priority for me. So anyway, well, thank great. You so much. Mwah. Thanks. For
Thank you. And our pleasure.
Yeah, our great. Pleasure.
Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend and make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.